And 6:06, it is partly clear, 66 degrees in Tulsa, headed to 73 for a high today. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. A fire weather watch is posted for the Tulsa area today. Warm temperatures and strong winds could fan the flames of any wildfires that do get started. There is also a red flag fire warning for the counties just to the northwest of Tulsa. Some Tulsa parents want answers from the dual language immersion program at the Monroe Demonstration School. Parents say they were told the immersion school would be relocating to a more centralized location, but are now being told that will not happen. Parent Michelle Gray says Monroe is not a safe environment for the immersion program students.
Next year, our building will have four-year-old students that are pre-K sharing a lobby, hallways, and library with eighth graders. This is not safe, and this is not acceptable.
The Tulsa Public Schools has told the parents that it cannot afford to open a school for just 125 students. The latest now on next month's election. The Republican candidate running for Oklahoma's 1st Congressional District is being knocked by his Democrat opponent for backing out of several chances to debate heading into the election. Democrat John Olson's campaign manager says Republican Jim Bridenstine is hiding from voters by turning down at least four high-profile opportunities, including a Chamber of Commerce event in Broken Arrow. He has also turned down an offer to appear one-on-one in an interview here on Studio Tulsa. We do hear from Bridenstine, however, in a stump speech coming up at 7:35 this morning. An Owosso PetSmart employee is safe. She was abducted from her work Monday evening, but the suspect crashed his getaway car near Avant, and she escaped. Owosso Police Captain Tracy Townsend says they've been unable to find the suspect.
We have started implementing procedures to try to get out-of-custody charges filed so that we can obtain a warrant for his arrest.
Captain Townsend says the suspect asked for the employee by name before kidnapping her from the PetSmart. The number of West Nile virus cases is up in Oklahoma yet again. The state health department now confirms at least 170 cases of the virus in the state this year. The death toll now is at 11. Eastbound I-244 on the west leg of the interdispersal loop is still closed this morning. That's after a truck slammed into the highway bridge from Southwest 3rd Street. This is ODOT's Kenna Mitchell.
Since that time, crews have been evaluating the damage and coming up with some ideas for the repair plan. We're still evaluating, trying to make sure that we have the best plan in place moving forward.
She says plan extra time if you need to use the detour route, which runs along the south and east legs of the IDL. Oklahoma U.S. Senator Tom Coburn is out with his 2012 edition of his waste book. In it, he highlights what he feels are extravagant examples of government waste.
The problems in front of our country are not insolvable. Matter of fact, every one of them solvable. Our country has a history of doing hard things.
Among the items on his list, $325,000 for a robotic squirrel, $500,000 to promote specialty shampoo for dogs and cats, and $25,000 in federal ag funds paid to the Alabama watermelon queen to travel the state. Our weather forecast, a fire weather watch, and a red flag fire warning for the counties northwest of Tulsa. Today it'll be sunny, windy, and mild with a high of 73. Tonight the gusty winds continue. It'll be cool, down to 43 for an overnight low. National Weather Service radar this morning is showing us no precipitation. Now, at 610, it is partly clear in 66. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.